bringing Buck Martinez. He is our Blue Jays play-by-play voice on Sportsnet. Buck, thanks for joining Ashley and myself from lovely Dunedin. At least I trust it's lovely. What did you make of yesterday's? What did you make of yesterday's comments by Josh? Sorry,
from
Josh Donaldson.
From Josh?
Yeah,
I thought they were very honest and upfront. Hey, we don't see eye to eye right now, and you know, things might turn around a little bit, but right now we're not in the same ballpark. So, you know what? I thought he handled it very well.
Seems to me that more than anything else, what Josh Donaldson is saying is nothing's really changed. You know, I thought it was interesting. I'm going to shut down talks, but I think there's a chance the talks will start up again, which is kind of like a non-denial denial, I guess, in some ways. But I just got the impression this was Josh Donaldson taking an opportunity to say, guys and women, you know, assembled masses of the media, I know you got a job to do, but here's the thing. I don't want to be asked about my contract every day. And I'm just not going to talk about it. And I honestly think that, and I don't think that was Josh being an ass. I think that was Josh just saying something so he can maintain a sense of sanity during spring training.
You know, I just talked with him in the locker room, and he's in a real good frame of mind. He's anxious, looking forward to this season. And I believe he honestly thinks that, you know, his issues from last year behind him, he's healthy. He took a lot of time off this year and just relaxed, got away from working out, gave his body a chance to recharge, and he looks great. You know, Josh is 31, but he was a late bloomer. He was a catcher early in his career, and I think he understands that there's a lot of good baseball left, and, you know, that's what you have to say. And you're going to hear it, as you said earlier, risk management. You know, what's the risk? Well, Russell signed for 2 more years. Tulo signed for 3 more years, and you're going to add that to Donaldson. You know, Blue Jays were the oldest team in the majors last year. Mm-hmm. I think that's what they're trying to get away from. And, you know, the game is trending younger. There's no question about it. And when you look at the World Series teams, there were 21, 22, 23-year-old superstars on the field, and that's where the game is headed.
In saying that, Buck, do you think it's naive of Donaldson or maybe just overly optimistic, a ton of confidence for him to say what he mentioned yesterday about he's not necessarily going to age like analytics suggest, like the large trend is for players to plateau and then dip in production once they hit a certain age, that he's an outlier in that situation?
Ashley, I think that's the one thing that analytics is really bad at, is they throw everybody into the same pot. And obviously, not everybody is the same. We've seen that throughout history. Some guys just handle situations better. They age better. And Josh is of the mind that he will. I mean, everybody, you were talking about Jose Bautista earlier. He's 37. I mean, that's a different age level. So, yeah, he aged very well, and he had a tremendous career. And I'm not suggesting that it's over. Mm-hmm. But it's difficult when you get to this point in your career, 35, 36, 37, to put up the same numbers you did when you were 27. But I think we have to remember that Josh was a late bloomer, came out of college, made a position change, didn't get to the big leagues until later on. So, you know, he might be right that he is going to age better than the norm. And I just hate to see everybody lumped into the same pot, like I said, because of analytics.
Troy Tulowitzki said yesterday that he didn't want to be pushed into, you know, coming up with an exact timetable for spring training, let alone the regular season. Buck, how if you're John Gibbons and the Blue Jays, do you manage Troy Tulowitzki this spring? And I think you know what I mean when I say manage. How do you manage his workload? How do you manage how you use him?
Well, you let him dictate that, I think, more than anything. He's a veteran player that has had to, unfortunately, deal with a number of injuries throughout his career. You know what? What's today, the 17th of February?
20th.
It's still the 20th of February.
Right.
And I know we open up on the 29th of March, but it's a long way away. And there's a lot of things that can happen. And I think that's the one thing. I mean, you know, everybody draws this artificial deadline of opening day. Who's going to make the opening day roster? And as we've seen over the years, that roster changes in a matter of hours. Sometimes, you know, days, it's just a different roster. So Troy knows his body. He knows what it's going to take. And I think the Blue Jays are going to listen to him and dictate. I think the biggest thing for this Blue Jays team is They've got to get off to a good start in April. There's no question about that. Their Aprils have been horrible. And I think what they need to do is play the regulars the last 10 days of the spring like it's the first 10 days of the season. And then you have a better chance of avoiding a slow start.
How much more important are the results of this season now that Donaldson looks like he could be headed into free agency? Because as Jeff was saying before, it doesn't seem to be about the money for someone like Donaldson, who's just hyper competitive. It seems to be about chasing a World Series title. And it doesn't look as though he's going to want to stay in Toronto if they're not competitive or contenders, even though they do have a lot of very exciting names coming up in their system.
Actually, I think one thing that we always have to remember is it's always about the money.
Okay.
It is always
about
the
cash and the duration of contract, it seems like this year.
Yeah, and you know what? I just think that Josh is going to weigh his options. It certainly took a long time for the free agent market to develop, and it's not as lucrative as we have seen in the past. I think it's a result of a number of things, and that, of course, is for a wholly different conversation. But, you know, the Blue Jays, I think the one thing that they understand is they've got to get younger. They've got to get more athletic. They've got to get better on the bases. They have to run better. And there's a lot of things that lead to winning nowadays that the Blue Jays haven't been able to do for a number of years. Pounding the baseball like they did in 15 and 16 doesn't necessarily guarantee championships. You have to be more athletic. You have to have guys that can play both sides of the ball. You have to have guys that can run the bases. And I think that's where the Blue Jays are headed.
How do you see John Gibbons, and I don't know, maybe you've already spoken to John Buck, but how do you see John Gibbons setting up his batting order? Let's with a healthy Devin Travis and without a healthy Devin Travis.
Yeah, you know what, Jeff, I think it's so early right now that you just have to see. Randall Grichuk's an interesting guy. You want to see how he's going to fit into this lineup, you know. And, Kevin Pillar got off to a good start hitting leadoff, and then got cold, and then they never went back to him again.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that, I've said this all along, that he can possibly be a good leadoff, but Devin Travis is probably the best suited. Or maybe even Curtis Granderson, if he wins a platoon position in left field, put him into the top of the order, and he understands how to get on base, and he's got some pop, and he can run a little bit. So, I don't think that Gibby is at the point right now where he says, I have to figure out who my leadoff man is right here, as we're in the towards the end of February. But, there are some candidates. There aren't many traditional leadoff hitters in the game nowadays anyway. So you just have to look at your individual team and make up the decision as to how your lineup best fits and how the guys in your batting order complement one another.
I know you said it's all about the money, but contracts aside, out of the new guys that the Jays added to their roster this year, who are you most excited about, and who do you think has the opportunity to kind of make the biggest impact this season?
Well, I think everybody's kind of looking at Randall Grichuk because he has some upside with the bat. When you look at his numbers and how consistently he hits the ball hard when he does hit it, the ball really comes off his bat. And, he's 26, he's athletic. I think he's chomping at the bit for a chance to play every day in St. Louis. He's kind of shuffled in and out of the lineup. And every player will tell you that's a challenge to maintain any kind of consistency. But I think he's interesting. I think that Solarte is an interesting guy, a little insurance to guard up the middle. And Diaz, the other Cardinal that came over, he's a good defender. And one of the bright spots has been Gifton Gopay. He can really play defense, and the bat's always been a question. But I think more than anything, Ashley, everybody is intrigued by the youth and the quality of the young pitching. I think the young pitching, in that AAA level this year, with Pannone and Barucki and Case and some of the other guys, Guerrero, I think there's some arms that are really intriguing to the staff, and I think it's going to be a totally different picture in Buffalo and provide some legitimate insurance for the Major League team.
All right, Buck, we know that Jaime Garcia has signed with the Blue Jays. That obviously has implications for Joe Biagini. Two avenues for Joe Biagini, one starting in Buffalo, to getting a responsible role out of the bullpen. Where do you see Joe Biagini fitting in at the end of spring training? Your gut call.
My gut call is he's in the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
I think he had such a good first year out of the bullpen. He pitched so well in the postseason out of the bullpen. And the challenge of going into the starting rotation mid-season is tough. Joe's going to pitch as a starter all spring long. And then if they decide that he's going to be valuable in the bullpen, they can plop him right in the bullpen. But I think the depth of the young pitching talent I mentioned earlier sure. will allow them to use Biagini in the bullpen and not worry about having him start as insurance in AAA, because I think they've got a lot of options down there. So my gut feeling right now is that he'll be in that bullpen and really solidify the later stages of the ball games.
How's he feeling? Because we were talking to Ben Nicholson-Smith when the news first came down of the Garcia signing, and I was wondering if he was disappointed, and Ben pointed out that it's going to be a huge difference if he goes to Buffalo, a lot of instances because of the charters and the things that you're allotted as a professional baseball player. But I'm wondering just how he's taken the news now that it's a few days in.
Well, it's a kick in the stomach anytime you pick up a player that is in your role. There's no question about it. Mm-hmm. And John Gibbons was very aware of that. You remember John Gibbons was the Met catcher when they got Gary Carter. So he understands mm-hmm. what that's all about. So I think Gibby was very aware of that, and he spoke to Joe right after the acquisition of Garcia. So he said, Joe, listen, we're going to continue to work you as a starter. So we think a lot of you. You're a big part of this team, and whether you're pitching in the rotation or the bullpen, you know, you're a big part of what we're doing here moving forward. So I think he put Joe at ease a little bit. I don't think anybody is ready to slough off Joe Biagini, given what he has done for this ball club to this point. So, you know what? Competition is great. Blue Jays need a lot of depth. Everybody knows that they used 14 starters last year. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that number will be closer to 9 or 10 this year. But I think Joe is fine. And you know what? You never get a free answer from him anyway, so I'm not going to go over and ask him how he feels.
Buck, we appreciate you doing this as always. Thanks so much. We'll see you down in Florida in a couple of weeks.
All right. You guys have a great day.